You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
It's a new dawn in equine education. The celebration of Monty Roberts' 90th birthday has drawn instructors from across the globe. It's the dawn of a new era in equine education, and at the forefront of this evolution is Denise Heinlein, a passionate and dedicated advanced instructor who traveled from Bavaria, Germany, to help launch a revamped modular learning system designed to make the profound language of equus more accessible than ever. Listen in. This is Debbie Laux, and you're listening to The Horsemanship Radio. Thanks for joining us. Horsemanship Radio airs on the 1st and the 15th of the month. This episode is brought to you by Hands-On Gloves, the all-in-one shedding, grooming, and bathing gloves, and they support good horsemanship. Well, welcome. Welcome, Denise Heinlein. I'm so excited to have you all the way from Bavaria over here in Solvang, California, our little Danish town. Why did you make the trek here for this trip?
For this trip, I came because we are launching our new education system here at the International Learning Center. So we invited for Monty's 90th birthday, which was like one of the main reasons I had so many instructors come to the meeting. But yeah, we celebrated first Monty's 90th birthday, and then we had an instructor meeting. Worldwide instructors came to finalize the modular system, which we are having now as our courses go on and we improved. So we have like the new system of introductory course, intermediate course, and advanced course. So therefore, I'm super happy about, and that's the main reason I came to, you know, share all of those new steps with my colleagues and have them giving their input. And now we are launching. I've been here teaching since 2013, after I finished my own education here. And throughout the years, I've seen what we can improve, you know, where my students have difficulties and where, you know, we are a little short in teaching the language, because it's a language where you have to spend a lot of hours, you know, talking in Anführungsstrichen to the horse, to read and learn how to read the smallest gestures. And throughout the teaching, I've seen that we have to build in some more incremental steps and kind of highlight a few certain points which are really important in the structure of learning the language equus. And therefore, with all of those experiences in my, you know, on my back, I started to talk to Monty and see where we can improve. And therefore, the system of like bringing more incremental steps and smaller portions of the individual, you know, task, what we like to teach for our students is easier, I think, to follow and to understand. So it's structured better. It's made more incremental, so students can really, you know, step along. And then we have like the focus on individual subjects. So I think in total, we structured it easier and made it more incremental, so the students have the chance, you know, to learn the language of equus in a very guided way.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You know, the other thing I would add to that, I think, is you've learned so much over since 1997. Actually, the school was formed in 97, so you found it shortly after that, I guess, a few years after that. I think it's exciting that so many discoveries have been made during all those years now. 97, we sit here in 2025, it's nearly 30 years.
Yes, of course. I mean, Monty is going around the world since that time teaching and demonstrating his concepts. And in all of this time, he continuously learned from the horses. And then also his instructors who are around the world, you know, they work with all different kind of horses and situations. So we all bring those learning moments back to the International Learning Center and share. And therefore, we continuously work and develop our way how to work with the horses. So, I mean, if you think about it, it's like a 90 years of Monty's experience and 30 years of combined experience of everybody around the world. I mean, a lot of Monty's instructors are working in different fields of the equine industry. So we have instructors specialized, for example, in New Zealand in foal work. So they are specializing in how to structure lessons for the foals so they are able to cope or learn what, you know, humans would like them to do, lifting the feet, leading, you know, being able to be touched and all of this, which is like when a foal is born, not necessarily normal for them. They're flight animals, so they have to get used to the human touch and learn each cue we want them to follow. So that is like a specialty. And then we have other instructors, you know, specializing in getting off the track thoroughbreds and rehomed. We have people going for, you know, thoroughbred facilities and like running the studs there in the Monty's, you know, nonviolent approaches. And we have people, you know, specializing for young and problematic horses so the owners can have like a willing partner and they educate both the horses and the owners how to, you know, communicate to each other. So all of those fields are there and people take the learning from what Monty shares in the learning center to everywhere in the world situations. I mean, we have the polo people down there in Argentina where we have an instructor who is specializing in, you know, educating young polo horses to be like, you know, ready, steady, go for the game. So it's really fascinating to see where you bring the knowledge which we teach here in the individual fields of the equine industry. Mm-hmm. If I take my example, I always wanted to learn how to work and train horses in a nice and gentle way so that I understand their needs. Mm-hmm. So I find the right way, you know, to make them learn what I would like them to learn from me. And that was it. So that's what was my original idea. But then I realized how much limitation that brings, because I can only work so many horses at the time and can help those horses. But if I teach other people, I multiply mm-hmm. my reach. So instead of only working a couple of horses myself, I can teach the people how to work and communicate with the horses. So that gives me so much more ability to help the horses in the world, which, as you said, it is wonderful because now my students are, you know, already around the world and I can come. I did actually come and visit them and see, you know, what I've just told you, mm-hmm. what I've talked about it. So they bring it to their country, mm-hmm. you know, and then they are influencing their area. So that is like the proof why teaching other people is so gratifying. Is that the right mm-hmm. word?
Yes, yes.
To see how much reach that actually can give you.
You know, and I'll add one other gratifying thing to it, because I got to witness this in Argentina just recently, is it's gratifying to see the results in the horses.
Oh, of course, always in the horses. You know, but that's the end part of like, yes, that's why we are doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, but yeah, my love is really deeply for horses. So that's my motivation. Yeah. But then, of course, to see how the people change with understanding that violence is never the answer, and that you have like to have an open mind to see how I can solve issues in very creative, you know, attitudes. And that's so nice to, you know, kind of inspire people to think out of the box and, you know, find the way of the communication and trust instead of, you know, frustration and not knowing how to deal with situations. You and that is like, that's amazing. I just love that fact of, you know, helping people to realize there is so much more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sitting here today with Jay Michelson of Hands on Gloves. And we were talking today about the horse that has sensitive skin or the animal that has sensitive skin, Jay. And I wanted you to help me address that a little bit. I know you've got some features to your products, but I know you know more about it than I do. So what do you do? What do you say to the owner that has somebody with sensitive skin?
Our gloves are made from surgical grade nitrile. So that makes them chemical resistant, mildew resistant, because you can bathe with them too. They're made to get wet. But across the board, there's no latex in them. So it's great for any animal, any people that have latex issues. There's no latex in it. They're just your hands. And if you have a thin skin horse or dog, they're cats, other animals, there are many animals that don't like to be touched in certain areas. But having the gloves on, it's just your hands. You get immediate feedback if you get to an area of that animal that is sensitive. And you can apply less pressure in those areas, and you can apply more pressure in the other areas. We have professional grooms that work for us. They groom for Olympians across the board, and these guys are phenomenal. And they did a study on mainly thoroughbreds, thin skin thoroughbreds. Mm-hmm. And they found out that most people are grooming too light.
Oh, interesting.
They're tickling the horses. And went in and applied just a little more pressure, and the horses loved it. And so that's kind of some of our experience with it. We have all kinds of animals and experience with that.
I think you can throw these in the wash machine. Am I right?
You can. Next time you bathe your animals with them, use the gloves. A little bit of soap suds up all the way. And what we do after we bathe our animals with them, we rinse them off, hang them out to dry, and they go back to new. You can throw them in the washing machine. Just don't put them in the dryer. And
okay.
Just throw them in the washing machine, hang them out to dry, and they go back to new.
Well, Jay, how do people find out about you?
Handsongloves.com.
What do you think is maybe the most misunderstood thing about the concepts these days?
Well, I think that, you know, people don't realize that we are developing all the time. So they say like, oh yeah, I've seen that 30 years ago. So I know all about it, which I think like, no, sorry, because in 30 years we work every day all around the world with horses. So we have a lot of nuances and, you know, kind of very fine-tuned methods mm-hmm. of how to work with the horses and how to use our body language and how to read the horses' gestures. And therefore, I think people just misunderstand that we are limited to the round pen, you know, and that's... They think we are limited to the round pen, which I invite everybody who has a interest in what we do, come and see what the language equals and what we are teaching here is really all about.
So it's more than just a 1, 2, 3, you do this, then you do this, you do this. It's that immersion in a language. What does that get for the horse trainer, this immersion in a language? How do you think that makes their lives different?
I mean, first of all, I think it helps them to make their life easier because they can eliminate a lot of issues which are just reasoned out of miscommunication between the horse and the trainer. So I think when they come and they see what they can fine-tune with being aware of how your presence, like your body language and also the presence and the inside, you know, like emotions and so can affect like the sensitive flight animal horse, then I think they are already one huge step forward. And to also understand how you can help the horses with setting up your environment for success first. So you are building up on first easy routines. And then whenever you see that your horse is capable of taking more information in, then you're gradually building up on it. But therefore, it is so important to be able to read your horse's gestures and also know about their learning, how they naturally learn and their natural instincts and behavior patterns are, so that you can set up everything for the horse to help them to succeed in a low pulse rate, low adrenaline, motivated attitude, you know, being their friend and companion instead of, you know, only being their trainer. So if you see the horse is kind of getting excited, the adrenaline goes too far up, you try things like 1-2 times and it doesn't work, I always tell them, if it doesn't work in 2 times, please reconsider what you ask your horse and change your questions so that their horse has the possibility to then kind of understand or rethink. And also, I mean, it is like you are going to a class of Spanish and after 1 or 2 classes, you're not fluent. So, you know, so there will be some miscommunications because it takes quite a while to study a new language. Mm-hmm. So people just have to be aware of that the horses are fluent and we are the person or like we are the ones who are learning their language. So therefore, it is on us, you know, to double check in with what we do to see if we are guiding or, you know, explaining it to our horses in the right way they can understand. So that's my main point, is always double check you and then see what the horse is responding to you so that you're not starting to be unfair. Because now suddenly after a weekend class, you're like, hey, I'm fluent in German or horse language, you know. And that's like, unfortunately, I mean, maybe for some super brains, but unfortunately, most of the time, not the case.
Right. I haven't met anybody yet who did it in a weekend. So you've used the term dimmer switch a few times too. Tell us a little bit about that.
The dimmer switch mainly means to like go very softly, and then if you have to add more so the horse is paying attention to you, you can, but it immediately stops in that moment your horse responds. So you never use more than the horse basically chooses.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
To respond.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think an example we all have of that is the old horse that's been in the barn for years. You can go up there, look him in the eye, throw a halter around his neck, and he's fine. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that with a 2-year-old who's just out of the fields, right?
No. I mean, they have to get used to the procedures we are asking them to do. So we have to work with advance and retreat, getting them used to the halter, how it feels, and then gradually step them up for, you know, what they are capable to do. So, yes, you are using like your incremental steps in everything what we do, and incrementally also how you'll be able to move around them. In the beginning, you take care of your position, of your steps, of your breathing, of the attitude your body is moving. And then gradually you can get into more normal movement so that you don't have to pay attention to every little detail anymore, because they are used to you and that movements and people around them doesn't harm them or is no problem. So they get used to all of that. Mm-hmm. And
being fair to the horse, I think you're always super fair to the horse. Always taking one extra day to do something if you need to. There is no magic, is there, to 30 minutes or 30 days?
No, the horse should be the one who gives us the pace, how far we can go every day. So by reading our horses, we make the judgments, how much is he or the horse willing to take in today, happily and motivated, and that's where we go. I mean, often it is, of course, the better you are, the quicker you read those gestures, and the more you can get done because you don't waste, let's say it like that, you don't waste a lot of time because you're really going to the point. But yeah, the horse will show us, and it is absolutely about the, you know, the learner, and we only can provide information, you know, what we would like them to understand and learn. But the horse is at the end the one who needs to make those steps, and we can't, you know, fast forward that. It takes what it takes, and you have the very smart and, you know, horses who are eager, and then you have the other ones who just need a little bit longer. I think that we all know the different characters of
me too. So if people were interested in watching us grow in the future, I know there's social media and there's Facebook pages and things like that too, but what would you tell somebody to do to maybe touch base with these concepts first and then maybe even get interested in them?
I mean, as you said, we are visible on almost every platform nowadays, on Instagram and Facebook. We have a beautiful web page. I think there's even something on YouTube. I mean, I'm not the best one to ask for the social media, but you can find us anywhere. So if you look for hashtag things like starting, not breaking, and Monty Roberts and connection and trust and all of those things, that's where we stand for. And there on social media, you can find us. You can find us in the internet. We have instructors all around the world. I mean, I think we are pretty easy to approach, you know, even if you want to have a course at your places, we come and teach there if you set it up. I mean, we do everything what we can to make it accessible, easy accessible. The first step, I think, is to come and see the work somewhere live, because there's a lot of material in the internet, which also, since it stays there forever, but some of that is like more than 30 years old, you know, so come and see anyone live who is like a Monty Roberts instructor, or here at the farm, and the California Horse Center in Solvang, or come to the Monty Roberts Learning Center Europe in Bamberg. So you can find us and come and see it for yourself, and then come and take a course. So it is really something special to experience for yourself, then, instead of only, you know, looking and to see how incredible the horses respond to the smallest gestures. Always has everyone I have had so far in my classes astonished how sensitive they respond to the smallest gestures, even only like a exhale. I think this is something to experience and, you know, feel, and then the mind can start to understand. Mm.
That's beautifully said. And I think you are causing the world to be a better place. Thank you, Denise Heinlein.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com, where you can find links, photos, and more information about our guests. We love connecting with listeners, so please follow us on Facebook under facebook.com/Monty Roberts, Twitter at twitter.com/Monty_Roberts, and Instagram, Instagram.com/Monty_Roberts/. Many thanks to our sponsors, too. That's Hands on Gloves, MontyRobertsUniversity.com, and also Hey Pillow. They've been great. Be sure to visit all the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network at www.horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.